This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israel launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip Friday in response to rocket fire by militants in the Palestinian territory. The exchange comes amidst increasing tensions following a deadly raid by Israeli forces on the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said it had carried out at least two rounds of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad militants who had allegedly shot several Israelis. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Israel says most of the Gaza rockets were intercepted by the Israeli defense system. Friday's crossfire follows an Israeli raid on a refugee camp on Thursday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn picks up that part of the story.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in two decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. Two rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After the attack, the State Department announced Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit starting Sunday, lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders, and meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to a spokesperson for the State Department. For news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Panic spread through Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, Thursday as dozens of angry police officers took to the streets protesting the killing of 11 of their fellow officers by armed gangs over the past week. Protesters attempted to confront Prime Minister Ariel Henry after he arrived at the airport from a trip to Argentina, but the Prime Minister's security detail took him to safety, according to a reporter from VOA's Creole service. As the events unfolded Thursday, a uniformed policeman who did not want to be identified told VOA that reforms were needed in the leadership of the police department. Germany's defense minister said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use its tanks within days. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Boris Pistorius said Ukrainian crews will start learning how to operate the German-made Leopard 2 tanks at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, Pistorius said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon.
At the end of the first quarter of the year. And that's what we are going to do.
Meanwhile, air raid sirens wailed throughout Ukraine. Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Local Kyiv officials said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. They said the missiles were heading in the direction of the capital, although the exact target was unclear. Kyiv's mayor said explosions were heard in the eastern side of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S.-based aircraft manufacturer Boeing pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges that it misled regulators about two crashes of its 737 MAX planes. Boeing was accused of hiding design flaws that caused the plane crashes in 2018 and 2019. The judge will decide whether to appoint a special monitor to examine safety issues at Boeing. Family members of the passengers who died in the crashes have asked that a previous settlement between Boeing and the Justice Department be thrown out. They say they were not informed about the secret negotiations between Boeing and the federal agency that allowed Boeing to avoid prosecution. U.S. Special Operations Forces killed an Islamic State group official and 10 terrorist operatives in a remote section of northern Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making the announcement Thursday, saying the operation occurred in a mountainous cave complex. The individual killed, identified as Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in that operation. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.